Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for Triad Today, a weekly community affairs program on 98.7 Simon. I'm Charlie, your host. Washington, D.C. is full of amazing memorials to the men and women who have defended our country. There are memorials for each branch of the military. There are walls and statues remembering the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and both World Wars. Thousands of people visit these memorials every day to pay tribute to those who gave so much to defend the U.S. But many of the veterans who fought in those wars haven't even seen the memorials in person themselves. These veterans deserve a proper thank you, and a local nonprofit organization is taking to the skies to make sure that happens for thousands of area veterans. Allison Huber, Executive Director of Triad Honor Flight, is joining us this morning to tell us more. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Charlie.
Allison, what is the Triad Honor Flight, and how did it get started?
Well, the Triad Honor Flight is a local hub, which is part of a national organization called the Honor Flight Network. And what's important to know is that we did flights out of Greensboro in the past through Rotary from 2009 to 2011. But this is a new standalone nonprofit, 501c3, that is geared up and ready to take local veterans to D.C. to visit those memorials.
I read in some of your information on your website that this initially started, the idea came from a doctor who heard some of his patients who were veterans show excitement about the memorial, but they didn't have any way to get there.
That is exactly right. Earl Morse, who was out of Ohio at the time, he was also a pilot, and he would visit with his patients and ask, hey, are you going to get up to the memorial? They just finished the World War II memorial. And inevitably, the patients would say, yes, I'm going to go. And then he would see them 3 or 6 months later, none of them had been. So he took a veteran in his own plane up to D.C. He came back with so much excitement and said, we need to be doing this, you know, with lots of World War II veterans. And he enlisted, I think, 6 pilots and took 12 veterans. And that was the birth of the Honor Flight, or the Flight of Honor. Some folks have called it different names. But what was so neat about that is Jeff Miller from North Carolina said, I love this idea, but we need to do it bigger. We need to charter full planes. And that's when in North Carolina, they started doing these flights back in 2009, and 1,300 World War II veterans were honored through the Piedmont, through the local Rotary 7690.
There are so many World War II veterans who it means a lot to them, this memorial, but they just aren't able to get to D.C. What are some of the obstacles that are standing in their way?
Well, of course, when you look at World War II, the age of those veterans, you know, right now I visit with a World War II veteran who fought in the Battle of the Bulge, and he's 98, and he is so excited about this flight, but he's had some recent health issues. So, you know, certainly Getting to DC at that age can be difficult, but also one of the things I've seen is they don't want to leave their families to go, or they don't feel like they should be honored. And or they say, oh, I wasn't involved in this, or I didn't actually fight. It's open to all veterans, and so we want to make sure that they're honored properly.
What does the day of the flight and arrival look like?
Well, and we're very excited. We're hoping that we'll be able to pack the airport, COVID permitting. But the veterans will show up at PTI in the morning on November 11th, and we hope to have lots of volunteers and welcome folks there that morning. They will board the plane, and we are expected to leave at 8:30, arrive in D.C. around 10, visit a slew of memorials. So we will see Iwo Jima and the Air Force Memorial. We'll have some lunch. We'll get to visit World War II. Korea is under construction, but we're still hopeful to see the Korean Memorial as well as Vietnam. With this year being the 100-year anniversary of the changing of the guard, we found out that the wait list was 5 years, so that is typically part of the itinerary that we may miss this year or this particular flight, but we'll be able to view Arlington and talk about it from the Air Force Memorial. We may finish with a small tour around D.C. And then we head home, and the welcome home party is just awesome. The pictures at the airport with thousands of folks lined up to welcome the veterans home, that's our anticipation. Again, if we can get around all the craziness of this pandemic.
Yes, exactly. Your father was able to go on an honor flight in 2018. Tell us about your dad's service and what that day meant to him and to you.
Well, that day, I've got goosebumps, Charlie. It's and I'll have a hard time maybe getting through it. But April 17th was the day that he flew from Ohio to D.C. He was not expecting me. I showed up as a surprise. I drove up to D.C. the night before, met him at the airport. He and my brother was his guardian. And he got off the plane, and lots of tears later, we spent the day. I think for me, it opened my eyes to things that I just didn't understand about the military and the sacrifice. All of us as civilians, if you're not right in it, if you don't have that immediate connection, and my dad is 84 now, that was several years ago, but he didn't really talk about his military service. And I hear that from a lot of families that wish they heard more. Since then, I've asked him to write out, you know, more about his service. He went into the service in 59. He was in the Army and was asked to be part of the Special Forces. So he has a Green Beret. But those were things I really didn't know until after this engagement. To visit a World War II memorial and see two World War II veterans holding hands and talking, you know, in front of their memorial, there's nothing, I can't put words to it. But for my dad, he was a tweener. He was in between World War II, Korea and Vietnam. And because he was in intelligence, he was right there on the other side of Russia, and the Russians knew him by name. And so the stories that I've heard since this day have really have captured me.
I'm sure. And that experience led you to volunteer for future honor flights.
Well, that experience brought me back to the Triad wondering why we're not doing the flights today. And then I started doing the research. I was not involved in the past flights. I was not a Rotarian. And I just must have missed it. I had younger kids and we were going all the time. So when I came back from that experience, I reached out to the national organization, asked them what it's going to take to be a hub. It's very different than it was back in 2009 through 2011. So I was told we need to have a board and a website and a telephone number and a P.O. box and all these things. So I started finding those people, started reaching out and asking about people who might have an interest in being on the board. We had Ron with Trinity Solutions, who's also in my Rotary group, who stepped up to say, I'll take care of the website, I'll take care of the email addresses and a P.O. box. And I had another Rotarian who stepped up to be on the board as our treasurer, who owned an accounting company. So we just spread the word, and that's how it all started. And last year, so that started probably in March of last year or February of last year, right before the pandemic hit. Mm-hmm. I did talk or meet with some of the folks that were very involved in past flights to glean as much information as I could, and just started the process and the fundraising efforts and the getting the word out that we wanted to honor the local veterans.
So you didn't get to do a flight in 2020 because obviously with the pandemic and everything. Were you able to do anything else for the veterans in its place?
I tell you what, Charlie, it was probably a blessing being a brand new nonprofit in 2020. I'm not sure that if they'd opened the airport for us that we would have had the funding. But we've met with a lot of different veterans. So we're doing presentations to American Legions and VFWs, and we've been collecting applications this whole time to build the group that will go on this first flight. But it's not just a one and done. As a national hub, we're going to be required to do a flight every year. So we're already looking towards 2022. We went to a lot of events that were open, whether we had to wear a mask or stay social distance, but the memorials at Triad Park with the Field of Honor, we've been there and handed out. We've got some little stars from flags that have a message on the back. We've handed out some flags. We've handed out some different things, but just to continue to let the veterans know that they're supported and loved, and we appreciate everything that they've been through.
So yes, the Triad Honor Flight is going to be happening this year. Tell us about it, when and where and how it all works.
Yes, we are flying on Veterans Day, which is November 11th. The reason that is so important, Charlie, is that it marks 10 years to the date of the last flight. So it's very sentimental for us, and it's going to be a wonderful day. Our flight holds 186 people, and we are expecting to, for that one-day flight, we will have veterans and guardians and some medical staff. And a couple of key volunteers. We've rented 4 chartered buses, and we are hopeful to have a police escort, and we'll spend the day and come back. And again, that day is going to be a very emotional day, not only for the veterans and not only for the guardians, but for the families and the community in general.
I think it's important to point out that you do include medical staff on this flight because, as we know, some of our veterans are getting older, getting up in age. They may have some health issues and stuff. So you are making sure that it's a very safe day for them as well.
Well, that happens no matter what. We always have medical staff. And for us, we have been very blessed that some folks that were medical staff on previous flights 10 years ago, 11 years ago, 12 years ago, are wanting to participate. I've got some key volunteers like Tanya and Lane, who have done it in the past. They just finished doing this fabulous fish fry to raise funds to send veterans. They're the most giving people I think I've met. But when it comes to veterans, there's a lot of people like that. We have 2 EMTs that had been on past flights that jumped in as soon as they heard we were back up and running and said, hey, we want to participate. Please mark a spot for us. So the medical team will be very experienced because they've done these flights before, doctor, nurse, EMT, etc.
The honor flight started as a way to give something special to our World War II veterans, but as time passes, and sadly fewer of them are still with us, you are opening up the flights to other veterans. So how does that work?
Well, the flight is now open, or applications are open now for all veterans 65 and older. But I get asked a lot, how do you pick your veterans? And that's a very simple process. We take veterans by age. So your World War II, your Korea, even some tweeners in Vietnam, our flight expects to have really folks from all of those different conflicts. But you do not have to have served in a specific war, and you do not have to have gone overseas to participate in this flight. It's open to all veterans 65 and older. We will lay a wreath at each of those memorials and do a small ceremony, which I look forward to. I think it just brings some closure to some folks. Again, some of the veterans that really won't talk about it much, it opens things up for them to have some healing and really celebrate the fact that they're alive and that they, you know, that they've made it through a very difficult time in our history.
It does take a lot of hard work and funding to make an honor flight happen. What all goes into it, and where does the money come from?
Well, we are 100% volunteer-led, and so every bit of what we're doing is coming from volunteers in the community. Many of the Rotary groups have stepped up and done either sponsored a veteran or done a fundraiser on our behalf. We've got businesses like Crumley Roberts, who gave a large company donation sponsorship. We've got grants coming in from Walmart. We're still working with some of the larger companies that have matching grant programs like TE Connectivity, HACO, companies that have the ability for employees to give, and then they'll match that donation. My heart has been warmed by the outpouring of support, and again, Community Foundation, Bluebell, some of these folks that have offered grants to us, but every dollar counts. So we have a local veteran, SW, and he lives in Randleman, and he put the word out to his family and his friends and said, I want to raise some money. And he said, I'm going to shoot for $1,000. And then he got to that $1,000, and he said, well, that was easier than I thought. Let's do three or four veterans. And I'll tell you what, Charlie, by the time it was done, two weekends ago, we took a picture of him and one of those big checks, and he had raised $6,000, enough to send 10 veterans on the flight. So it is definitely a community effort. We're out at different events, but it's everything from actually SW's grandsons. They each, a bunch of them put in $5, $10, $20, and they're young, and, mm-hmm. and they saw the value in that because their grandpa had been is a Vietnam veteran. I've been amazed to hear the stories and folks that will come up and say, hey, I want to do something. Where is the need? We have done very well so far, especially considering we're in a pandemic. But for this to be sustainable, we're already looking at 2022. And just the flight, just the airplane alone is a $70,000 price tag. So, when you look at that dollar amount, one flight is, when you include everything, is about $115,000 is roughly what it is. We've got volunteers that are paying out of pocket for stamps and their paper and sending thank you notes. And so, when you give $100 for this organization, $100 really is going towards the cause, which is unusual when you look at nonprofits. You might be paying salaries, you might be paying for other things, but we're blessed that this organization is touching so many people and that it's directly impacting the local community.
And for the veterans, the flight and the whole day is free, correct?
That is correct. That's why we do that fundraising. We absolutely want every veteran that's chosen for the flight to go for free. We have guardians who are their escort. They do pay their own way, which is $600. That could be a family member a generation below. So it could be a son, a daughter, a niece, a nephew, a grandchild. But we've got folks in the community that want to be guardians. In fact, we've got a tremendous wait list already for guardians and for veterans. So I'm very humbled by the amount of applications of folks that said, absolutely, I want to pay my way to pay tribute to the veterans. Elaine Dills is on our board, and she had been a guardian to veterans in the past. And she said, Allison, this could not have come at a better time. I'm not sure I should share, but she had lost her parents. And right as we were kicking things off last year, she said, this is what I needed. I needed something positive to focus on. And in the middle of a pandemic, many of us were looking for the positive, right? Ways that we could make an impact and we could do that at home. And even for the folks listening, you can write a thank you note to the veteran. We will do mail call and have each veteran will get a big envelope with lots of mail from the community, from their family and friends. But they open that on the way home from DC when they're exhausted, and it just gives them that extra boost before they get off the plane and get the warm welcome from the community at PTI.
So that's a good thing to point out, that you have volunteers to be guardians, because possibly a veteran doesn't have a close family member that could go with them, or maybe they can't afford it. But they can still go because you have other people lined up that can help with that.
Absolutely. That wait list is getting long, and it's hard for me because I get folks every day that'll say, what is it going to take for me to be on this flight? I really want to be on this next, on this first flight. And the guardians that have signed up, we did state as long as they meet all of our requirements, they will be picked by date that they submitted their application. And so we're going to have, I think we'll already have our number of guardians for the following flight almost full. So I would encourage you, now we hadn't talked about it, but our website is where you can apply as a veteran or a guardian. You can also see our sponsors. You can see some photos. Again, with being new, we are still updating things every day, but our website is just www.triadhonorflight.org. So you can check us out there and you can do the application right online. We also do a lot of updating of things on Facebook. So if you're a Facebook fan, you can search Triad Honor Flight or LinkedIn and like and follow us so you can keep up to date. Just last weekend, the High Point Rockers did a jersey, autographed jersey auction that had the Triad Honor Flight on one side and Rickster Grill on the other. They were the sponsor, and we're waiting to find out, but that could put another, another 6, 7, 8, 9 veterans on the plane. So every little bit makes a difference.
That's terrific. And that's also where people, as you mentioned, if you want someone to register to sign up to try to get on the flight, if you'd like to be a guardian, if you want to volunteer, and also if you'd like to make donations, triadhonorflight.org.
That is correct. And there's also a sign-up genius that's connected on the homepage where you can go and fill in your information about to be able to volunteer or help out the day of, which again is November 11th, Veterans Day, this fall.
Yes, I'm sure you need some people to help organize to, you know, make sure everybody goes to the right place, gets on the plane correctly, and all of those type of things.
Absolutely, Charlie. It takes a village. It takes an army to get this flight off the ground. They'll have crowd control. They'll have traffic folks. The airport has been wonderful. In fact, if you write thank you notes to the veterans, the airport, PTI has offered to collect them there so folks can drop them off there. But you know, again, there's so many groups within the community that we're seeing step up to assist us in making this happen. I mentioned Rotary, the Daughters of the American Revolution. We've got Kiwanis groups. We've got American Legions and all different groups that have said, we want to participate, we want to help. And they may be doing that in multiple fashions. And you know, fundraising on our behalf. The Guilford Battle Dar did a cookbook sale, and we're able to send 3 veterans. So we're just excited about everything that's getting ready to happen, and letting the veterans know we were going to cut off the applications around Labor Day, so that we can go ahead and have. Since we are taking veterans by age, we've got to be able to notify the veterans and the guardians and really start the medical piece for us with gathering all the information. And so we've got a lot ahead of us in the next few months.
Mm-hmm. Do you have some final words for our listeners about the impact of the honor flights?
I tell you what, I'm just blessed and humbled personally, but I know the veterans have continued to reach out and say how grateful they are for the support, and that's what it's all about. There's no other feeling than just being completely blessed that we can do this for the veterans.
Well, our veterans do deserve our thanks, and one of the best ways to do that is by helping them secure a seat on the Triad Honor Flight to visit the memorials in Washington, D.C. So for more information, to get registered and just find out more about it, visit triadhonorflight.org. Allison Huber, the Executive Director of Triad Honor Flight, thank you so much for all your work with our veterans and for sharing all this information with us today.
Charlie, thank you so much. My title says executive director, but on our thank you notes, it says passionate volunteer. So those that know me know that this is near and dear to my heart, and I'm just grateful to be part of it.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Allison.
Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
And once again, for more information, that website is triadhonorflight.org. I'm Charlie, and you're listening to Triad Today on 98.7 Simon.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.